Okay. Okay, well, I think it's almost 5 after, so why don't we go ahead and get started? I know we have a minimal amount of people who might have been able to join given the travel schedules and everything, but we did want to take the opportunity to do this call just to take stock of where we are and see if there's anything that we need to start planning for going into the ICANN week. But Fadi, can I turn it over to you just for some intro remarks, and then we could ask everybody for an update on where they stand on their processes?
Sure. Hi, this is Fadi. It's the time of Muslim prayer here in Marrakesh, so there's a lot of background noise. My apologies to all of you. I just landed in Marrakesh a couple of hours ago, and the newspapers here, Mathieu, had the main story that all the chartering organizations have already approved your proposal. I'm not sure if you saw that already in Paris.
No, I
So
haven't
we can
seen that.
go home.
That's an excellent piece. That's really excellent piece. Well done, Freddie.
I thought you'd like to hear that as you land, but I think we're all here to see that through, I guess. I believe that we have the opportunity, as I'm sure Mathieu, you know, and we missed you a little bit last week as your team and your co-chairs and the rest of the great people at the CCWG were wrapping things up. But I know you, I hope you've been following and you're up to date to what we have been able to do together. And now I think we're in this final bit. I just saw Larry on Friday in Madrid during the NetMundial Council meeting where he and I attended. And I'm not sure if Larry is able to join us on the call today, but at least my brief conversation with him was just to reassure him that it seems like most chartering organizations are steadily moving towards getting their work done here. I was also in Spain this morning, and I met with members of the Spanish government and the GAC delegation. And frankly, I'm not detecting from any of the quarters I'm talking to at the moment, any appetite for slowing down the delivery of the final report to the board and to eventually to the U.S. government on the 10th of March. It seems like at least the momentum is now towards that. That doesn't mean groups don't have to still go through full deliberations. It also doesn't mean that groups will not have reservations about various parts of the recommendations. That's normal, and in fact, that's good. That's part of the deliberative process that we should welcome. But I'm not at the moment, frankly, hearing about anything that would delay us from finishing our work. The board. And I'm not sure if any board members have been able to join on this call today. Typically, we ask Bruce at least if he can to be with us. And I didn't hear who is on the call. But I think I can say that the board is very much in the mode of moving forward at this stage and receiving, hopefully, the chartering organization's approval will make that or at least chartering organization's final decision here will allow us to move very quickly through the board process. And the board has left me and Teresa with enormous flexibility on how and when we schedule things. I just saw Steve at the airport, and he has made it clear to me that the board does not want to delay this process in any way, never wanted to, and never wants to at this stage. We just are prepared to receive the great work that will culminate on Wednesday night. I think the CCNSO is now scheduled last, Teresa, in terms of when they will first meet to actually go through the formal process of approving. Is that the last one? 5:30
Yes. Yes, it is. And then, and I'll ask Alyssa to talk to this. I think the ICG is just going to reconnect with the CCWG just to make sure everything is set. But CCNSO is the last one together with the GNSO for Wednesday the 9th is what we're currently understanding. SAC just approved today, so we just received notification from SAC.
Okay.
I don't know if Patrick's on.
So that's a good place for you, Teresa, to pick it up from here and to kind of give everyone an update on where we are, to take stock of things, and to also know, you know what else can we all do together to facilitate the process. So please take it from here.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Fadi. What we've put up for those of you in the Adobe room, and I realize that some can't be on it given the schedules, we were just posting the week synopsis or the end of February into the 10th of March synopsis that we had discussed on the last call. As we don't have some of the supporting organizations and advisory committees on, I'll just run through quickly what we understand the chartering organization sign-off to be. But then I'd like to turn it over to Alyssa and to Jonathan and to Mathieu and Leon to talk through where they have everything. Right now, as I mentioned, we got news just now, actually, that SAC had signed off on it as a chartering organization on the accountability one. And our understanding and the staff supporting the different SOCs is working with the schedules that the ASO and TRIPTI, if you can talk to this, is looking for comments. ALAC is looking to take a vote on the 6th of March with the possibility to ratify either then or on the 9th of March at the latest. The GAC is intending to finalize their discussions hopefully by the 8th of March, by Tuesday, and then again the GNSO by the 9th and the CCNSO by the 9th as well. So that's the information that we have from the team supporting the different SO and ACs as chartering organizations for this. I'll have Brad talk a little bit later what we have teed up, assuming everything is going according to the timeline we're looking at of the 10th. And as Fadi had mentioned, the board has made it clear on the flexibility to make sure that they can be receiving things as it comes in. But Alyssa, could I turn it over to you to give an update of where the ICG's thinking is? I know you had a call earlier this week. And then Jonathan, over to you, and then Mathieu and Leon, over to you. And Tripti, if then you could also weigh in on where the ASO is.
Sure, happy to, Teresa, thank you. So the ICG had a call yesterday where we approved our final text. So if people remember, the report that we published out of the Dublin meeting had placeholders in it, essentially pointing to the fact that there was one outstanding dependency, which was we were waiting for the CWG to confirm that the CCWG proposal meets its requirements. And so we have a version now that replaces those placeholders with the appropriate finalized wording to indicate that the dependency has been met. So we have approved the proposal for forwarding to the board and to NTIA. But the consensus was in the group that people wanted to wait to actually do the forwarding until we're confident that the CCWG proposal on which the CWG's indication was based is final and is not going to change any further. So what that means is that our current plan is to wait until March 10, assuming everything goes well, and send the proposal to the board once it's clear that the CCWG is also going to send its proposal to the board, and that the proposal isn't going to change, and the CWG isn't going to need to revisit the question of whether the requirements have been met. So that's our current plan right now, and our plan in the alternative, if if things don't work out that way, is to schedule a conference call for sometime after Marrakesh. So we didn't really define what we would do in the alternative instance, other than that we will need to discuss it going forward. So that's the current plan. The only, I think, question that arose out of our meeting that it might be useful for ICANN staff to address is I had sent around, some people hadn't seen the little scorecard that I think was on the ICANN Twitter feed showing that the, at least there was a checkbox for the CWD. I guess now there would be one for the SAC as well. We were wondering if that is going to be kind of posted somewhere as a stable reference. There was a little bit of discussion about, you know, when do we really know if all the charting organizations have approved or what have you. So that was kind of a question or suggestion that came out of our meeting, is if we can have that posted someplace and have the reference to it so that people can be checking it and feel confident that everything is in order before we send the proposal on. I think that would help us out. I think our current plan is to attend the CCWG meeting that is scheduled for the morning of March 10 and effectively send our proposal as soon as the CCWG makes it, sends its proposal, essentially, so that they arrive at the board at the same time.
Great, Elizabeth, thank you. Thanks, and this is really helpful also on now the timing of waiting to hear back from the CCWG on the chartering. Why don't we during the week just keep each other posted on that? That also allows us to do some of the planning in the context of when the board might be receiving things as well. So I know that we'll have a chance to catch up and keep an eye on all these things. On the scorecard, yes, absolutely, we will be posting that, and I'll work with the team to make sure that that's in a visible area. And everybody can see that. The sign-off would be when there's a formal sign-off by one of the chartering organizations, obviously. But we'll make sure to get that posted in a visible area, easily accessible to everybody, and that when it gets updated, that we get that sent out. Any questions for Alyssa with regards to the ICG's timing and the next steps for the ICG? None. Okay. Jonathan, why don't I turn it over to you for the naming side?
Sure, Teresa. Thanks, and hello, everyone. As I expect many or all of you know, that is the CWG stewardship, reviewed the accountability, the CCWG accountability proposal to test whether or not it met the dependencies we had set previously. The scope of the CCWG work was clearly well beyond meeting whatever requirements we had, but in essence, a subset of the work that the CCWG did was to meet the dependencies set out by the CWG stewardship from the naming community. The letter we sent to the CCWG on Monday confirmed that the supplementary proposal had indeed met our dependencies, so we were very pleased to be able to do that, and it was a significant moment and significant milestone, so that was great to do that. We copied that communication to the chartering organizations so that they could conduct their approval processes of the work of the CCWG accountability in the knowledge that it had met our requirements and that was not something they needed to specifically or explicitly concern themselves with. And moreover, we sent that to the ICG so that Alyssa and her vice chairs and the ICG could also know that they were in a position to know that providing, and this is the key point, I guess, providing that the CCWG's accountability proposal was supported by the chartering organizations, all the blocks fell into place. So critically, our confirmation of the dependencies having been met does not presuppose that the chartering organizations have approved the CCWG accountability proposal. Of course, like many of you or all of you, we are hopeful that that will be the case in the, along the timeline that's just been discussed. The focus of the CWG is clearly shifting and has been for some time towards oversight and collaboration with oversight of and collaboration with ICANN staff on the implementation work, and that work, it's probably suffice to say, is going well, and we are working effectively with the ICANN team working on implementation. One of the key areas where we'll all need to join the dots is making sure that the work on bylaws is coordinated. That's both for the logical coordination of the work, but also to ensure that there are no unnecessary costs incurred, because this is just good business sense and also has become a sensitive issue in the light of the cost overruns with all of this work. So I think, Teresa, that covers it reasonably succinctly. Open to any questions or issues arising from that update. Thanks.
Great, Jonathan. Thanks so much. Any questions for Jonathan? No? Okay. Congratulations. That was really a huge accomplishment with the interdependency, so congrats on that. Manchuri, if I could turn it to you and Leon.
Sure, Teresa. Hello, everyone. So I think a lot has been said already about where we stand in the accountability group. It was very helpful, Teresa, to highlight the different schedules from the various chartering organizations. I think what is going to be critical is that in order for our group to submit the report to the ICANN board, we will need to receive notifications of the decisions from the chartering organizations and ensure if there's any, of course, any type of reservation or ambiguity about the approval might be dangerous to maintain the timeline. We really need the notifications of these decisions. So I would like to really stress, and that's probably for the various ICANN teams supporting the chartering organizations, that not only do they have to pass resolutions in their respective councils or organizations, we also need the paperwork, like ESSAC just did, in order to provide them to the ICANN board, because that's really what our charter says, that we need to provide the notifications of the decisions from the chartering organizations as part of what we submit to the ICANN board. And that might make it difficult for our group to obviously provide this on the 9th, as mentioned on the slide, which is in the AC room. You might have to connect them, discuss this in the CCWG before forwarding it to the ICANN board, and we have an appropriate meeting scheduled at the beginning in the morning of the 10th. So I think we'll have some fine-tuning on the hour-by-hour timing of the delivery, let's not neglect that option, that aspect, because we want it to run quite smoothly and not give the impression that there's anything running afoul here. That being said, we'll spend a lot of time, obviously, engaging with the various chartering organizations during the Marrakesh meeting. I think there's, as Fadi was saying, a good sense of people wanting to accept a compromise. But it's certainly something that we need to remain very careful about, especially in the context of the high-level ministerial and all the political pressures that might happen during the week. So we are cautiously optimistic once again, and we would really welcome some coordination from the various ICANN support teams supporting the various chartering organizations so that information flows efficiently, and also that the timing of the decisions are notified quite quickly. And finally, to answer Alice's point about updating on the chartering organizations' feedbacks, we'll be updating a specific page on the CCWG Accountability Wiki so that it's almost real-time implemented with a scorecard that has been prepared by Hilary and the ICANN team. So I think we'll try and be as real-time as possible on that. I think that's, I would keep it at this for this update and turn to Leon if there's anything else. Leon?
Great. Thanks, Mathieu. Any questions to Mathieu or Leon? And Leon, oh, I see you don't have audio. So any questions to Mathieu? Okay, great. Let's see, Leon's typing something in the room. One second. I'll give him a minute here. He's at the airport on his way to Marrakesh, for those not in the room. Fantastic. Okay, Tripti, on the ASO, did you have, do you have any updates for us on that? I know that there had been a call for input and feedback. I saw the email there, but any updates you have on that would be great.
No, unfortunately, I think I missed that call, Teresa, and I really, unfortunately, I don't have any updates on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not a problem at all.
Okay. Did you want my comments? Did you want my comments on the CCWG?
Yes.
Oh, is that, well, as you may or may not know, RSAC is not a chartering organization for the CCWG. However, we did have changes to mission that impacts RSAC, ICANN's mission statement. So we worked closely with you, as you know, in submitting some language, which we turned over to the CCWG, but we are not a chartering organization. So I wasn't sure if you were aware of that.
That's right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And we had worked on the mission language, which
right.
got solved. So thank you very much for your help
yes.
on that.
That's my update.
Okay, perfect. And I see we don't have anybody from any of the other SOs or ACs on the phone at this point. Okay, great. Well, I think this provides us with a good overview. I think it'll be important and helpful for all of us to stay in close contact as we're on the ground in Marrakesh, and if there's anything that we can do to help out. I'm not sure your words of wisdom are very good also on the chartering organizations to make sure that the materials are ready so they can send something in, just as was done for FSAC at this point.
Teresa,
so, yes.
I have a quick question, if I may.
Hmm? Yes,
if you if you could share with those on the call, what is your view and your staff's view now as to what I would call potential risk areas that may delay or derail the process? What is your assessment of what these could be right now? Is it simply the continued focus on the GAC and the GNSO? Is this where there is at least some concern? Where are you hearing we should keep our focus, at least in terms of supporting the organization, and in short, we stay on track?
My observation has been, and the assessment right now, is that there, within the GNSO and within the GAC still having some conversations, obviously coming into the meeting and trying to determine how they sign off on this. And then in the GNSO, they had a call on Monday, and some of the representation in members and participants in the GNSO had raised some additional concerns on the CCWG list. So my sense is that there could be some risks in the GNSO and how that sign-off occurs, though hopefully the report, as it reflects in the consensus build out on the report, is reflective of everybody's views, and so those areas can be addressed either in the areas of Workstream 2 or as part of implementation overall. But that would be one area of risk that I would see. The other would be in the GAC if agreement can't be reached there. That's what I've been hearing just from the discussions on the list. I'm hopeful, though, when everybody comes face-to-face and sees the enormous amount of work that's gone on and what it's really taken to reach consensus on really two sets of recommendations from the ICG and the CCWG with global input, that we can move forward on this and realize that compromises are compromises in order to get this done. But that would be my assessment on those two. I don't know, others may have other views, but that's where I see the risk.
Okay. And one other question from a practical standpoint. The current plan is that if the board receives the green light sometime late on Wednesday or early Thursday, they will have their board meeting, review what they need to review, issue a resolution sometime on Thursday. That could happen in the public forum time or some other time, again, to be determined. But let's assume it happens during the board meeting already scheduled on Thursday afternoon. At that point, the plan right now is for what? The board to pass the resolution, to essentially formally, quote unquote, give the proposal to the U.S. government. I will be there with Steve. We will either mail it right there, or should a representative of NTIA be there, we'll give it to them. Am I following the plan correctly, just so everyone hears kind of a little bit what we have planned? And we would try to keep the ceremonial component of this, if I can be direct here, somewhat formal and sober. And then we could then later in that evening, during the normal celebration that we do at the end of the ICANN meeting, we could then do whatever we wish to do together with the ICG and CCWG and CWG to quote unquote celebrate the amazing work this community has done to finish this report. But I just wanted to make sure we're in sync, you and I, because I've been traveling, and that also the leaders of the ICG, CCWG, and CWG who are with us are in sync with us as to this simple concept of separating a bit of the formality and the massive achievement of this from the celebratory piece for. And then there's the press part, which I wanted some clarity on from you. Is there going to be press work? I understand our team has been working on that. Is that going to happen between then, the board resolution and the ceremony in the evening? Give us some sense of that, and then let's make sure our colleagues are in sync with us on this. Again, I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound like I'm jumping the gun on all of this happening, but I think it's good since we have them all on the phone to make sure we agree how we do this, so we're not scrambling last minute. And I know you've been thinking of this, Teresa.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you have it spot on, Fadi. It's completely what we've been preparing for. So as we had talked about on the last call, the board has obviously been looking at these documents and at the proposals themselves. And assuming that there's no changes to them in what was being received so that they reflect the CCWG proposal as it was sent to the chartering organization and the ICG proposal as it's been signed off now, the board is prepared to move quickly with both receiving the two reports and the two sets of recommendations, and on Thursday at its session to be passing the two resolutions and do the transmittal to NTIA. And with that, obviously in the public forum standpoint, having the passing of the resolutions and the transmittal take place. And then I'm going to ask Brad, actually, if you could just talk a little bit about just the being prepared to inform the media and have an opportunity for that, you know, from a communication standpoint as well. The idea was that in the evening we have the get-together that we've always had, but we would use that for obviously a more celebratory and toasting everybody with, as Fadi has outlined, during the public forum session. I just make sure that we have the transmittal and more of a sober just reflection of receiving the proposals and transmitting those on, and then toasting everybody clearly in the evening at the Thursday session. If anybody has any questions about all this, please feel free to let me know. We're watching, obviously, the stages carefully, keeping the board apprised, and we're preparing for the board and the board resolution aspects around this, and have had two board informational calls on both sets of proposals. So they are fully in tune with what has been transmitted to the chartering organizations from the CCWG side and also on the ICG side. So Brad, can I turn it to you just to talk a little bit about the communications part and media? And then I saw that Alyssa had something in the chat room that we can address as well, where she's referencing the coordination with the ICANN comms team. And so we have a good sense of what's happening for Thursday. Brad, can I turn it over to you?
Sure, Teresa. Thank you, everyone, and hello to all. Let me elaborate a little bit on what's been laid out, what Teresa just laid out. We talked yesterday, we discussed this with the various IANA comms teams and got good acceptance of the proposal that I'm about to lay out for you. This is contingent, of course, on the chartering organizations giving their blessing to the proposals, the board getting it, and the board sign off or endorsement of it at their board meeting following the public forum, which based on conversations with Crocker, sounds like the way that it's going to happen. The way we would see this unfolding is Crocker would, at the board meeting, the very last thing on the agenda is the passage of the resolutions authorizing him to transmit this to the U.S. government. Crocker would then say, ladies and gentlemen, something to the effect of, this is a historic moment for not just ICANN, but the entire international internet community. I will be transmitting these proposals to the U.S. government immediately following this board meeting. This is a community achievement. We want you all to be part of that. It would be in the same room. It would be in the Atlas Ballroom where the public board meeting will be held. We would roll right into an international news conference. We're not expecting a high head count in the room of journalists because of the nature of where the meeting is. Based on the outreach we've done thus far, we're expecting a fairly large remote participation on the part of journalists around the world. During that news conference, Steve would basically say, as all of you may have just seen, the board has authorized me to transmit this to the U.S. government. He would then, using the internet, using email, talk about the appropriateness of transmitting this proposal to the U.S. government over the internet, which these proposals help to protect, blah, blah, blah. That's a very rough outline of the sort of thing he would say. The press, the people in the room, would then actually be part of the transmittal of this. We very much want the community to be in the room during this news conference because their reaction will be captured and noted and reported by the media. We think that's an extremely important part when they can actually see that IMAG camera pointed at the community in applause. And as Crocker comments about the work that they've done and so on, we would then open it up to Q&As. Crocker would invite everybody to help celebrate this accomplishment at the wrap-up cocktail party that's immediately afterwards. That's a very broad layout. We're still working on the show flow. As I mentioned, we mentioned it to the IANA comms groups yesterday. Everybody seems fairly accepting of this proposal. Obviously, it may change as things unfold in Marrakesh, but that's a rough outline of how we see things going down at this stage. Happy to take any questions.
Great. Thanks. Thank you, Brad. Thanks. Alyssa, I saw your hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of reinforce a little bit, having looked at, having talked to Brad yesterday, and to be clear, since before the ICG went to public comment, we've had this kind of communication subgroup that the ICG chairs and some ICG members have been involved in, as well as ICANN comms, IFOC communications, RIR folks, the CCWG chairs, as we've coordinated on communications matters. And so that's a group of us that had a regularly scheduled call yesterday. And so Brad had outlined this for us already. Wanted to reinforce that I fully agree and I'm very pleased with the way that Brad has outlined it in terms of emphasizing not just the number of people in the room, but also all of the other people who won't be at the meeting, but who were a very important part of the process and who will be able to tune in remotely. And so I think it is important actually to celebrate and honor the achievement in that moment in the room when we have the remote participation and not defer all of it until, drinks at the bar later, because that's the moment when we will have the largest critical mass and when people who wouldn't normally attend an ICANN meeting but who, put a lot into the process and have been waiting for it to come to fruition will be able to participate and watch what's going on as well. So I also think that I agree with him that it's an achievement worth celebrating. So, to the extent that the actual transmission of the emails or the one email to NTIA should be formal and we should recognize what's going on there, I do think it's important to take the time in the room at the meeting to celebrate and honor the achievement of the community.
Thanks, Alyssa. I completely agree. I think the recognition of the global community and celebrating that is going to be an important part. So let's make sure that we group together as we get closer to this and that we're reflecting that. But I completely agree with that. Any other comments on the plan and lead up into this coming week, and then obviously the 8th, 9th, and 10th, where I'm sure we'll be in very close contact on all of this. No? Okay. Then, Fadi, any remarks? Any final closing remarks, or should we?
No. I'm just engaged in depth negotiations here in Marrakesh to make sure we get some fine French champagne for the occasion on Thursday. So we'll make sure that happens, Mathieu. I know that you and your co-chairs were arguing whether we should have good German beer or good Mexican tequila or champagne, but I'm for the champagne part. I'll let Leon work on the rest. And Mathieu, but hopefully this will be
perfect.
A celebration. All joking aside, I think we all need to get through this and celebrate. But no, all is good here. We're very prepared. We're excited to have everyone arrive and look forward to a successful finish to a almost two-year-to-the-day journey here for all of us. So thanks much. Looking forward to see all of you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, almost 2 years to the day. So everybody, safe travels, and please, you know where to find me if you need anything or you're picking up on anything that needs to be addressed. And let's keep an eye on any of the areas that could potentially, you know, cause delays or be some risks that need to be addressed in any sort of way. You know where to find all of us, and just let us know how we can be supportive as we go through the next couple of days and reach this final hurdle. And look forward to seeing everybody here.
Yeah.
I've just arrived myself a few hours ago. It's beautiful and warm, and it's a great environment to be taking this on. So safe travels, all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.